We are two lines down from the top of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Uvachol Makom Lo Yiskor mentioned in the Mishnah that a person is not allowed to rent a bathhouse to an idolater. So now the Gemara adds on a related statement. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Lo Yiskor Adam Merchato Lo V'Kochavim Mebnei Shenikra Al Shmo. Person may not rent their bathhouse to an idolater because it's Nikra al Shmo, it's going to be connected. Everyone's going to associate the owner as the Jew, and he's renting it out to an idolater. And what's the problem? Tovim. He's going to end up doing work on Shabbos and Yontif, and they're going to say, oh, it's Hesse's bathhouse, and they're bringing Chal Shabbos, even though you're renting it out and you have nothing to do with it. So therefore, they rabbinically prohibited it. It says the Gemara, Aval Lakusi Mai, but what about a Kuthian who is somewhat more firm in the Zagari Arayos? They converted, but not wholeheartedly. Converted out of fear. Mai Shari. It sounds like the implication would be that you can sell it or rent it out to a Kuzi, because there's no concern of doing Malach on Shabbos and Yantiv. They're not going to do that type of work. They're not going to work on Shabbos and Yantiv. Kuzi. Amar Avid be Malacha B'Chol HaShemoed. Yeah, but you know what the problem is? The problem is that a Kusi will do work on Chol HaMoed. And when you're not supposed to do work on Chol HaMoed, Gemara says, what do you mean? B'Chol HaShemoed Ananami Avdinan. We can do work on Chol HaMoed for a mircha. It's a bathhouse. If someone needs to, for Kavod Yontif, so they're allowed to take a bath on Chol HaMoed. That should be fine. Aval Sadeu Lovid Kochavim Mai. Shari? But what about renting a field, renting land to an idolater? We already know that renting land to an idolater, that's prohibited, right? In my Sharia, that's wouldn't. But why would that be permitted? Sadeh lovid kochavim. We would. Sorry, aval sadeh lovid kochavim mai. What about renting a field, land to an idolater? My Sharia, that would be okay. Obviously, we're talking about a place where the issue of Lo Sechanim wouldn't apply. For example, which would be in Chutz La'aretz. So why would that be permissible, though? Why wouldn't there be a concern about Nikra al Shemo? My time, Arisa Kavit. People will assume. They may not assume that he's renting, the idolater is renting it from the Jew, but they'll assume that he's a sharecropper. Since he's a sharecropper, he shares in the profits, therefore they're always going to assume that it's his business, just as much as the Jewish person's business, and therefore there's no problem. They're not going to say there's any Chilul Shabbos. It won't be Nikra al Shemo. Well, hold on a second, says the Gemara. Why do we say Arisa Rususe by the Sadeh, Merchatz Nami Amri Arisa Arisuse Kavit. Say the same thing by a bathhouse. Gemara answers, Arisa de Merchatz Lo Avid Inchi. It just so happens that no one is a sharecropper on a bathhouse. And therefore, there's always a concern about a bathhouse not to rent it to an idolater. A field, it would be okay, so long as there's no violation of, at least a derabanan violation of, Lo Sechanim. It was a very short daf this week, so not a lot to discuss. Mircha, next week the dafim will get longer again.